It is the time of the week where we quickly go over all the big headlines happening in the world right now.
Oh, like, I didn't know we did that.
We do it every week, starting this week.
Okay.
Out of British Columbia, a family came back from their vacation to discover a goat had moved into their home.
Like, greatest of all time?
So they adopted the goat and named it Gordo.
Wait.
Alexis, chubby. Need your hot take on this. Fire or no fire?
Fire! A goat can move into my house anytime.
Oh. Yeah, until it eats all your clothes.
Also, they named it Gordo, which is Spanish for fat.
Yeah,
so.
That's the
again,
old chubby.
It's a fat goat.
They eat a lot. Okay, back off the goat.
Next, a report on ideal watch size found that many men believe they have small wrists, so they tend to prefer smaller watches. Alexis, men with baby wrists, fire or no fire?
Probably no fire, just not really small things on a man, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know what they say about a guy with small wrists? Jose?
Probably small. Am I allowed to say this?
No.
No fire.
Let's just move on.
I would go with cheaper watch. Yeah. Cheaper watch.
That's it.
New York Post says French bulldogs are now the most Instagrammable dogs.
Oh, they really are.
Over 37 million Instagram posts with the hashtag French bulldog now exist.
Is that because the dog's popular or because the Instagram people are so obsessed with French bulldogs?
True. It's the Instagrammability of the dog. Alexis, all other dog breeds should be banned from Instagram. Agree or super agree?
Probably super agree.
Super
I like Frenchies.
Wow. Like
you live with the dog.
Yeah.
That's just like,
I don't post her on Insta.
Wow.
It's not Frenchie.
Well, she's
finally,
like,
a 65-year-old man in New York broke into a local daycare, stole a bunch of diapers and formula, and left behind a note calling himself Baby Danielle.
Okay.
The man later got arrested, admitted to doing it, and says he was, quote, working through some stuff.
Yeah.
Alexis, gut instinct, has Brooke dated him?
Yes.
Definitely. All right, those are your top headlines for the day with Alexis's Gen Z take. Let's move on to the shot caller question of the day and the most Instagrammable person on the morning show and Brooke's future father-in-law, Digital Jake.
Digital Jake.
Second thing, definitely.
Yeah. Take it away.
For centuries, scientists have tried to answer the question, who is smarter, men or women?
No question.
While the evidence is pretty clearly in favor of one gender, I won't say which one, but I think we all know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, girls, yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
Today we're going to do our own experiment in a special Battle of the Sexes, men versus women, cap or no cap. The same rules apply, but Jose and Jeff will be on one team, and Brooke and Alexis will be on the other.
Okay.
Boys versus girls.
You'll have 15 seconds to answer for your team. The duo with the most correct answers will be declared the superior gender once and for all.
Finally.
This is going out in history, guys.
Yeah.
We'll start with the team with the biggest disadvantage, Brooke and Alexis.
Okay.
Wait, that Liza?
I mean, it doesn't say on my sheet why.
There are too many men in this room. I can tell you that right now.
Brooke and Alexis. Question one. There's an ATM on every continent on Earth. Cap or no cap?
Ooh. Alexis would probably
Antarctica?
Be the expert on this.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Remember, we found out recently there's no McDonald's on Antarctica, so.
No, that wasn't breaking news for anyone but you.
There's a lot of, I mean, there's some pretty big research facilities there. And like, now it's really become such a tourist hub, right? And I imagine there's a lot of ships that go down there that you can, like, tour Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I assume that there's probably not a lot of good Wi-Fi, so I bet there's not a lot
of
credit card
machines. That's a good point. You can't do
Venmo
either.
I think it's no cap.
Okay, I agree.
This is for all of the women listening, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a bunch of penguins in line in an ATM?
Yeah. So,
they said no cap, and it's no cap.
Yeah.
There's two at McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
There you go.
Hey, look at that.
Over to the men. Beer pong was invented in the 1950s.
Oh.
Cap or no cap?
Huh.
Interesting.
Huh. I don't know if those, like, little balls were invented back in the 1950s.
Balls? Yeah, bro. Ping pong's been around forever.
I thought you were trying to make men look smart here, Jeff. Yeah. Those little balls?
That was my point, where, like, ping pong balls have been around for a long time.
What about
really?
Red
Agent sport.
I don't know why it feels like a new invention to me.
Okay, we're going to disagree slightly here, and this is not good for us, but I think that it was an old invention, but it didn't get popular until the last, like, 20
years. Am I
years.
Sick of men arguing or what?
No, we're calmly talking. You girls are going to do this.
Having a civil discussion.
Explaining our emotions. We're not upset at each other.
Going to need an answer soon.
What do you think?
This is so boring.
I'm going to divert to you, bro.
I think that someone invented it, but it wasn't cool until recently, so we're going to say no cap.
They said no cap. It's no cap.
Yay! Nice. See, we trust each
men
other.
Talk okay. things out.
We trust each other. We love each other. And we, and yes,
all
I
right.
love this.
Oh, okay.
Kiss
we
after
bond.
This is done.
Bond,
Frat
sure
Brothers
kiss.
At Dartmouth College, Mr. Beerpong. On to round two.
Dartmouth.
Back
okay.
to the ladies.
All right.
Yay.
Ooh.
Processed cheese was invented in Kraft, Ohio. Cap or no cap?
Oh. I know the answer. I wish we would have got this question.
Okay. To go into the cheese expert, Jose, mm-hmm. is there a Kraft, Ohio?
I don't know.
Well, they have Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's true.
You know? It, or is it named after Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots, right?
Oh, correct. Yeah. Well, that's right.
No bonus points for her knowing the team owner of one team.
Sketchy football references here.
I'm going to say it's no cap, but I don't really know.
Yeah, I'll say no cap.
They said no cap, and it's cap.
Oh, too bad.
The processed cheese was invented in Switzerland to lengthen the shelf life of cheese shipped across the ocean.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right, boys, got to get this one right to win.
Okay.
Spread across an entire lifetime, most people spend an average of 1 year sitting on the toilet.
Mm.
Cap or no cap?
Oh.
Dude, I think it's like 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I have to defer to the toilet expert on the show, Jose. I feel like you've spent a whole year just this year alone.
Yeah, see, I'm not your average toilet sitter, though.
I feel like all men like to stay in a little bit longer than they need to.
But they didn't say men's average. They said people. You guys, you're excluding half of the population.
And girls, like, they go in and out, bro. They're so productive. I don't understand.
Yeah, me either, because they all take a trip together when they go to the bathroom.
I know, they don't even go. I think they just go and gossip and then come back out.
I think it's more than a year.
I think it's more. I agree with you. I think it's cap.
Okay, let's go cap.
We're going to say cap. We're going to trust each other like men do.
They said cap, and it's no cap.
Oh, man.
On average, it's a whole year, which means we got to go to a tiebreaker question.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, how does this work?
Final question. First group to answer this correctly wins.
Okay.
Just blurt it
Lightning
out.
Round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alaska has more caribou than people. Cap or no cap?
Buzz
cap.
In.
No cap.
No cap.
Wait, did you buzz in? Is that what you yelled?
Slap the table.
Why did you yell?
The buzz threw me off. Jeff, you yelled first. What did
Seriously?
You yell?
There should be a
buzzer. I yelled cap.
Jeff yelled cap. Brooke, what did you yell?
No cap.
It's no cap.
Darn it.
There are over 600,000 caribou and only a few 100,000 Alaskans. So the ladies
job,
win.
Ladies.
You should really know your roadkill stats better, okay?
That's on me.
So I guess we're both going to touch the shock while we get shocked.
Yeah, let's do that
let's
together.
Do a,
and we're
going to
be singing No Scrubs by TLC.
Oh, we are scrubs.
Classic
so
man
this.
Song. Here we go.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Oh,
I
didn't even get to hang out the
Yay,
bathroom.
Yay, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That's a boys' anthem. Girls rule today with the shock collar question of the day.
We took the shock on purpose because we're strong.
That's what gentlemen do.
Yes,
we are
strong.
It's a shock collar. Phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.